Celia Lacey here at the Engine Shed. We're just closing at the Lincolnshire Business Convention, and I'm just talking to Pat Doody, who's the Director of Commercial Banking at NatWest Bank. Pat, how have you felt today has gone for you?
I think the feedback we've had so far tells us it's been another good event. We're happy it's continued the trend of the past 2 years, where we've had really good speakers from a national perspective, backed up by extremely good local speakers. We want to pick up the idea that Tim's left with today, which is the big idea is to get a bigger and better event for next year. Times are hard. We know that people aren't able to be as proactive in these things as perhaps we were in the past. It's up to us now to get much more of the business community involved and aware of what a great event this is.
Definitely. So next year we're going to be looking at something bigger and better and more exciting for Lincolnshire.
Yeah, we want to get a great venue that becomes a wow venue in itself. Today's been, it's been good. We've been very well served by the university. But we want to move this around the county so it doesn't become just a Lincoln-centric event. The idea is it's a Lincolnshire event. It's Lincolnshire Day we're celebrating. And we want to get more of the community involved, from the Skegness, the Boston, Granthams and Sleafords, to come to Lincoln or to go to next year, hopefully around Sleaford area, so that there's an availability of these good speakers to as many people in the business community as possible.
Can you just tell us who actually, I mean, I should say that you're one of the main organisers of this event, who is actually responsible for organising Lincolnshire Business Convention?
There's a group of us that got together 3 years ago recognising that neighbouring counties had very big business convention type events, and we didn't have that going on here, and we felt we could deliver something that was on a par without the big money behind it. So 5, 6, 7 of us, including the university, some accountants from around the patch, and myself and a solicitor, together with the editor of The Echo at the time, John Grubb, the university as an active partner, and the council, critically the council, have proved a catalyst of public and private sector working. That means we can use the resources that are available in the County Council together with the private sector know-how and contacts to put together an event that we know meets very well aspirationally what people want to hear. And we have had some genuinely national reputable speakers with what we've got to offer in Lincolnshire, which is some great local businesses who've got some great stories to tell. We heard today from Branston and from Donington Hall about the advances they've made. And we've had previously from Bateman's, the Co-op. We've had some really good local success stories that have given people some, we hope, ideas and ambitions of their own to take away.
Definitely. I mean, I've not been to the Lincolnshire Business Convention before, and I found this event to be much more inspirational than I expected. I think the perception of these events could be that it's another stuffy networking day, so we need to make sure next year is a bit more social, perhaps?
Yeah, I think one of the things we set out from the early days was to make sure people arrived. If you booked a table of 9 or 5 seats, you didn't sit with your colleagues from the same business. You were forcibly integrated amongst the rest of people here today. So people have told us in the past they've written business on the back of meeting somebody they didn't expect to meet today. And I think we need to build on the theme of it being a business to business. You know, that's what Lincolnshire has been accused of being poor at in the past. Business to business culture is not as well embedded as it's deemed to be elsewhere. We're not sure that's true, but we're doing something about making it more, a higher profile, more integrated event, and we're going to start much earlier next year. So we want to get to 300 people next year for this event, and we're very determined, inspired ourselves by Tim's his own achievements, to get to that.
That's really, really encouraging. Thanks for your time, Pat. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Jason.